This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5. WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. Thanks for joining us here today, friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your busy day to join me, because you want to hear a word from God today, and I pray you won't be disappointed. We're in the middle of a sermon I preached about a week ago at Island Community Church. Many of you know Island is a church that I pastor. We are at 1000 North Banana River Drive. We're in Merritt Island. We meet Sunday mornings at 10:30, and you are invited. We also meet Wednesday evenings at 6 o'clock. If you'd like to come for a midweek Bible study, we just resumed those last week. We're early on in the book of Daniel. Going verse by verse to the book of Daniel, we will be in chapter 3 this Wednesday. Love to see you Wednesday or Sunday. Here in the middle now, we're in this sermon, most important thing any preacher could ever preach. It's taken from 2 John verse 9, which says, "Whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. He who abides in the doctrine of Christ has both the Father and the Son." And that's what we're looking at. We're looking at the next verse. I think it'll be tomorrow when we get into that. And that is, if anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not let him into your house, nor bid him Godspeed. And that's at the end of this message. Here, we're looking at these 7 points. We're also going to look, and we're going to prove through the Word of God how if you do not believe in any one of these 7, you don't have God. So what is the doctrine of Christ, you'd have to ask yourself? Well, it's things like, number one, he's born of a virgin. Number two, he lived a sinless life. You must believe those 2 things. If he wasn't born of a virgin, then he was born with a sin nature, and he can't save you. Likewise, number two, he lived a sinless life. God, he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us. You believe it? Because the Bible says so. Also, Hebrews chapter 4, he knew no sin. Number 3, God took a body. You have to believe God took a body. Maybe you say, well, what's the big deal about that? Well, John says, if you don't believe that the Christ has come in the flesh, this is the spirit of the Antichrist. Whoa, you see, a little innocent thing like that. Oh, I don't believe that. You've been infected with the spirit of Antichrist. That's what we're looking at this week. This is the next part now. This is part 4. We'll wrap this up tomorrow, of the doctrine of Christ. If you'd like a copy of this, email me, Paul at WMIEFM.com.
These are the doctrines of Christ. Number 4. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I'm so grateful that everyone's just, hello. That's good. I mean, there seem like no-brainers to most of the people here today. That's good. That's a credit to the Baptists and the Baptist Association, and a credit to you. You know, when you go to a Baptist church, you're going to hear sound doctrine. And it's a credit to all of you to hear all this, and we're all in agreement here today. I said, Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Listen to this, Mark 3:11. Unclean spirits, when they saw him, they fell down before him, and they cried out, saying, "Thou art the Son of God." Or if you prefer better sources than demons, how about Peter? Matthew 16:13. When Jesus came to Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" They said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremias or one of the prophets." But he saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this to you, but my Father which is in heaven. If you know that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, God's given that to you, friend. You don't know that on your own. He's given that to you." Just like Peter. Blessed are you, church family and friends visiting here today. God has revealed this to you, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It brings me great joy seeing this in this house here today. Again, non-negotiable. You can't negotiate with this. He's not the son of another. He's the Son of God. Therefore, he is God. Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God," that John 20:28. He's not the son of another. Also, Jesus said as much, John 8:58. He said, "Pred Abraham genisthi ego eimi," which means in English, "Before Abraham was, I am." Then all the Jews picked up stones to kill him, because he called himself God. Ego eimi. Just what God said to Moses back in Exodus 3:14. Moses goes, "What should I tell the people? What's your name?" And God said to Moses, "Ego eimi ho om. I am the being. You go and tell the children of Israel, the being has sent me to you," is what it reads in the original. The being. That's awesome, isn't it? The being. So he is God. Number five is Jesus Christ died on the cross. John 19:30. Okay, Jesus Christ died on the cross. "Therefore, when Jesus received the sour wine, he said, 'It is finished.' And bowing his head, he gave up his spirit." King James says he gave up the ghost. Certainly non-negotiable, right? The Lord Jesus died on the cross for our sins. Here, the Gospel of John is one of the last seven statements from the cross. Many of you have gone to sermon series, as maybe the last seven statements of the Lord on the cross. Here, it is finished. The Greek word is tetelestai. And it's in the perfect tense, meaning something that happened in the past that you still feel the effects in the future. Hallelujah. It is finished. Like, it is written. It's in the perfect tense. That is, Jesus has taken your sins and written upon them all, paid in full. Jesus Christ died on the cross. He was not out of breath, like some of the liberal church scholars want you to believe, and those that deny the supernatural want you to believe. "No, he didn't die," they say. You know what they say? The scholars that got more degrees than Kellogg's got cornflakes. They say that Jesus was out of breath, and then he regained his breath and took Mary and moved to England. That's what they say. And you see him on TV, and you see it says THD or PhD, and you say, "Well, this person's a doctor, so they know more than me. I'm just a regular old believer. I guess they must be right." Not for any of you, because you've got on your list now. You know it, that he died. We'll get to more on that one too, proving that in a minute, because I'm running out of time here. Number six on the list is Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. I told these guys in here a couple years ago, I said, I think every year we're going to preach this sermon. It's been 2 years, but it's such an important message. And if you hear it before, you've heard it before. You know, playing baseball, you practice that low outside slider. Practice it all blessed day long. And then when the devil comes up, guess what he's going to throw you? A low outside slider. And you're going to crown that ball so far. Babe Ruth will be out. Because you know. That's what we do here. We practice these plays so that you cannot be deceived. Remember, Satan can't kill you. Otherwise, you already would have been dead. Satan tries to deceive you. And he deceives the ignorant that don't know the word of God. If you see some fool on TV that tells you this and you believe that, that's your own fault. Sorry, that might seem hard, but God expects you to know his word. Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. Scripture verse, Romans 10:9. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. With the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I can't tell you how many times I've heard so-called Christians out there that don't believe in the resurrection. I could get into some verses discussing that, but more important is this verse here in Romans 10:9. Again, look at what he says. You need help to misunderstand this. If you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, or we could say if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that, look at what he says. Believe in your heart that God has raised him. That's the condition for your salvation, is believing in your heart that God's raised him up. Then you will be saved. That's a classic case of if and then. That's my sermon this week too as well. If and then. So look at every if and then from Genesis to Revelation. It's a great study. If. First time, if you partake of that fruit, you will die spiritually, all the way back to the from the beginning to end. But here it's if you confess Jesus and if you believe in your heart God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. Listen to what the Lord said in John chapter 11. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes," this is John 11:25. "He that believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." There's my favorite verse there. There's my bucket list right there. All those who live and believe in me will never die. That's those that are alive when he comes back will never die. Number one thing on my bucket list, not dying. All those who live and believe in me will never die. Think about that. There's two blessed generations in the history of the galaxy. Those that knew the color of Jesus' eyes.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.